Hello? Oh, hello. Is this Lena?
Yes.
Hi, this is Linda Reed. You had called me back?
Oh, yes, sure. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you called, I believe, because you got our mail, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you, by any chance, have this letter with you?
I do.
Okay. Could you please give me the 16-digit reservation code on it?
Uh-huh. It's 2311.
Just one moment. 2311. Mm-hmm.
-0401.
0401. Mm-hmm.
-0009.
Okay.
-1564.
Okay, just one moment, please. Pretzel King LLC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is this your business? You're the owner
yes,
of the business?
Yes, it's mine, yes.
Okay. And just one second. So you're in Glendale, right? Your business is in Glendale,
yes.
California.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you please verify the billing address?
3030 Edgewick Road, Glendale, 91206.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how long you've been the owner of this business?
Since 1994.
24.
Is it,
2 years. Is it a corporation?
It's an LLC.
LLC. Mm-hmm. And are you the only owner or you have partners?
I am, yes. No, I'm not.
You are 100%. Okay, and what is your business doing? I understand it's probably pretzels, but it's a wholesale, it's like a...
It's retail in the malls. I own franchises, Antian.
Oh, it's a franchise.
In the mall. And then I have a Cinnabon, and then I have two Planet Smoothie franchises. I have 13 franchises.
Oh, so you're the owner of 13 franchises?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your business's gross annual sales, approximately?
Like 5.9 million.
5.9, okay. So what do you need funds for right now?
Well, you said up to $250,000. I'd like to consolidate some debt, if that's possible. I guess I'd like to see what kind of interest rate that
would be. Okay, and what kind of debts do you have?
Like credit card that I had used to do some remodel projects.
Okay, it's your personal credit card?
Some, and some are business.
Okay. And how much do you have on the credit card? How much would you need?
Let's see, about $250,000, if I could do that, if not less, yeah,
mm-hmm.
whatever you can do.
Yeah. It should be possible. What we can do, it can be the... business loan, like a working capital loan, which means unsecured business loan.
Okay.
And we usually give up to 10% of your gross annual sales, so it can be even more than 250.
Yeah, that's all I want. Is it like a regular payment, or is it secured by credit card?
It's not secured by anything.
Okay.
No, we do have merchant loan.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's I personally don't like them too.
Yeah.
But no, we have just irregular payments, and it could be either monthly payments or weekly payments or daily payments.
Monthly is what I'd like to do.
It depends. See, we have like 47 different programs for working capital.
Well, weekly is okay. I mean, weekly, do you take it out of the account, or do you...
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes. If it's weekly, it's four times a month.
ACH?
So yes.
Uh-huh.
It's
okay.
four weekly payments per month,
uh-huh.
Or it could be daily. It could be 21 daily payments.
I think weekly would be better.
We can tell you exactly what you can be qualified for.
Oh, okay.
We'll see your financial documents. We need like your 6 most recent bank statements, 4 credit card processor statements, and 1 year business tax return. And so if you will give me the email address, I will send you this information.
Pretzel, P-R-E-T-Z-E-L, King, mm-hmm. K-I-N-G, the number one, at earthlink.net.
At what?
Earth, E-A-R-T-H.
Oh, Earth, okay. Mm-hmm,
earthlink.net. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what kind of interest rate would this be?
See, we don't have one for everybody. Our interest rates, we have different programs and we have different tiers of programs, and it all depends on the qualifications of your business. After we mm-hmm. do the analysis of your business, then we can tell you exactly what kind of loan we can give you. And it's a really fast process. It's like 48 hours maximum after you will send the documents in.
Well, I have like I have 12 or 11 bank accounts. Are you gonna want the bank statements for all 11 bank accounts? There's a ton of paper.
Oh, wait a second. So each of your businesses have
separate. We keep them separate because we have to report, you know, royalties, and we have to do a separate P&L for the franchisor for each one. So.
Okay, then they're actually. Are they under the same LLC, or they have like a...
No, they're all the same LLC, but there's just 11 different bank accounts. One's administration, and all the sales.
If you want a $250,000, we need the accounts. They're all the same accounts, same type of accounts. It's not like you're transferring from one to the other or have operating account and some other accounts. No.
Well, there's an administrative account that, you know, the payroll runs through and things like that, you know, that's a pass-through. And then there's the 10 accounts for the other locations.
Hmm.
I can copy all of it. It'll be a ton of paper. I couldn't email it to you.
You can email it, and you can get it from your bank. If you do banking online, you can.
I have all the statements, but I just have to, you know, it's front and back. I'd have to copy it, and then I'd have to.
That's a huge work. It's much easier to get them online from your bank, I believe.
You want to get access to me, to my bank?
No. I want you to go online and just save each of your statements and then attach them to email.
Oh, just save. Oh, you can do that? Oh.
Yes, sure. Usually 6 statements, it's not a problem.
Oh, I've never done that. Okay. All right, I can do that.
And each of your locations have a separate merchant account?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot, but that's what we need to collect.
You need 4 months of credit card.
Four months of merchant. I will send you this information.
All right.
You know what? I will send you this information, what I need. And it's just going to be, I believe, multiplied to 10, right? Because you have 10 merchant account. And
so
can
you give me a ballpark of what you to go through all this and then have it find out that interest rates are like 20%, it wouldn't be worth it. What's the range of your interest?
It's all the way. See, we don't have a percentage because it's not yearly loans. It's not like annual. So it's like between 3 months and 3 years. And you can usually save a lot of interest if you make it shorter, and then you mm-hmm. can get more if you need it. When you pay back 50% of your loan, we can renew your loan, and usually with a better terms. It's hard to say because it changes, and it's hard to see where your industry will go. But I would say like in 18 months, the minimum probably what you will pay is like 15 cents on a dollar in 18 months.
15%.
In 18 months.
Uh-huh.
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And you're paying that every day?
We have different programs. We have daily, which actually many retailers prefer. And then it's like 21 payments a month, 5 days a week. Your bank is deducting it. And we have weekly and we have monthly.
But the interest rate's about 15% is what you're saying.
It's not 15%. It's 15 cents on a dollar. That's the price of the money, or it's like 1.15 factor. And it's for 18 months.
And most of them are 18 months?
No, it's just easier to give you as an example. We have from 3 months all the way to 3 years, like I told you, and sometimes it's 9 months, sometimes it's 10 months, and sometimes it's 15 months.
And so on $250,000, taking it out every day, how much would you take out every day?
It depends on how long is you want it for 18 months?
Yeah.
That's the example. Okay, so if it's 250,000 and it's 15 cents on the dollar, and then it's divided to 18 months and 21 payments, it's about
$760. $760 a day?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
If it's 18 months, $260,000.
So that's $16,000 a month. That's a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's why you probably need the longer term.
So what would it be on a 3-year?
On a 3-year, half of it. So if we had 760, so it's 380.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think I'm not going to do it. 380 a day?
But again, it
times
might
31
be better than...
Or, times 31 or times 21, did you say? Is there every day of the month?
21 days. Sometimes 22 at different programs, 21 or 22.
And then there's times 9 or 10 days of the month that you don't pay anything?
Yeah. Weekends when your bank is closed.
Oh, I see.
Holidays.
Okay.
And...
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I
got it.
I think this program would work very well for you, and it's actually you can just try. You can try with sending us maybe your 3 bank statements. Let's start with 3 months bank statements and 4 months credit card processor statements, and if we will need another 3 months, then we will ask for it.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you send me that, and I'll look at it.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.